Coming to you live from Perth, for Perth, Triple M's Weekend Town Hall. Everybody's working
for the weekend. Here it is, the weekend edition of the podcast. Great to welcome our co-host for this X-Man, Shani Subra.
Well, I would say the host.
Yeah, probably.
Wow.
Yeah, all right.
Big promo.
Okay.
First weekend that's not a long weekend in a while, blokes. Do we like having back-to-back longies, or should we separate them out a bit more? Because it's a long time now.
I don't regret the back-to-back. We should just have more of them.
Where they fall, I think. Mm-hmm. You know, I think if you try and manipulate the draw, if you look too far ahead, fixtures down the track, that's when you get yourself into trouble.
Week by week.
Yeah, let the fixtures fall the way they fall, and if we get two long weekends,
that's how it is. Cookie crumbling. Yeah, that's what I'd say.
Correct.
This happened this week. So that was a number plate in Dubai that got sold for $13.3 million Australian dollars.
You're joking.
Which
what was it?
AA8. That was
AA8. Yeah. So what?
I don't know.
There's got to be a reason why.
Just like nice and clean. Dubai have a lot of money.
Right, but
over
why
there
AA?
In the Middle East. I don't know.
Is it significant for, you know, like 888 would be really significant in China, for example.
Should have looked that one up beforehand.
You probably.
I was going to ask you if you own custom number plates.
Yeah,
on
I'm
your
not a
cars.
Custom number plate man.
Yeah,
I reckon,
but I think you could be. I reckon it's in there deep somewhere.
No, there's not. Although the Lord Mayor's car has some custom number plates. It's got the City of Perth crest on it, but they're not mine.
No,
and the car's not mine.
Okay.
We're not a Perth. Actually, on M's car, she's got the Rottnest number plate you get given.
No, that's good. That's like a badge almost.
Yeah,
you can't
I don't
just
know.
Go and
that's
buy
not
them.
A personalised one, I wouldn't say.
Nah,
but yeah.
Nah.
AA8 sold for a whopping 35 million dirhams, around 9.5 million US.
Dirhams?
Yeah. Dirhams. Yep. Doesn't really say.
Mm.
Oh, here we go.
All right.
The AA8 license plate isn't the only expensive.
I reckon it's just nice and short,
so
nice and clean.
Well, hang on. So how much is AA7 worth then? And what about AA1?
Imagine you had AA1 or zero.
Yeah. Or is AA the name of some squillionaire
possibly.
Shake? And, I mean, you wouldn't think the shake's name would be AA.
AA.
Would it be?
Maybe it's his initials.
It'd be Sheikh Mohammed or something. So the mind boggles why that one was worth that much money.
Mm.
AA9.
Oh, hang on.
AA9.
Is huge as well.
How much is that?
Similar.
Right.
Yeah.
The AAs.
And the person who got that was a bloke, the chairman of Dubai Sports Council, Sheikh Mansour bin Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum.
That's him.
Oh, there's a couple of A's in there.
That is a good read.
That's Sheikh Maktoum. He's the boss of everything. He runs the joint.
Is he the one
Top
who runs
dog.
The horses?
Everything. Yeah. Godolphin. Yeah. That's him. Yep.
We missed this story this week, today actually, because we ran out of time. The lady in Karangina that was hiking got bitten by the snake.
Oh, yes.
The big recovery, 7 hours. Mm. The unluckiest day of her life or the luckiest day of her life?
The full story was that there was a doctor floating by,
doctor,
wasn't
it? Yeah, floating there. And then he helped her initially, and then they had to canoe her down and get her out. It took about 7 hours to 7 hour rescue.
Yeah, incredible stuff. Oh, that's the luckiest day of your life, not the unluckiest. Yeah.
Big Jeff got done by a tiger snake once.
Yeah,
he got bitten by a tiger snake.
Did he really?
Yeah.
What a life your
got
old
him.
Man's led.
On the farm.
How long
around
until he got help?
Oh, an hour, I suppose. Yeah, don't know.
Still kicking? Legs are up?
Yeah, firing.
Happy days.
Yeah.
The Vincent van Gogh exhibit in the city of Perth.
Oh, yeah, you're up for that,
huge,
aren't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Van Gogh
get
alive.
Tickets?
So it's the Cirque du Soleil of great art. Well, Van Gogh was a rock star. He cut his own ear off, X.
I know enough about it. I studied that in art year 12,
did you really?
3, 4.
Yeah. Did you really? And Michael O'Connell, I mean, he knows his
Mike, he loves it.
Inside out.
He's a wizard with the brush.
So Van Gogh, if you're into your art, and it's not just art on the wall, small little frame, you think, is that it? It's not that big. Mm-hmm. This is all around you.
Like projected.
3D. It's art that you can touch, feel,
really?
And sort
you're
of move.
To touch it.
You're allowed to touch it. There's a bar in there.
There's
you can
a bar.
Take your champagne as you walk around and enjoy it. So it's a full immersive experience down on Supreme Court Gardens for 10 weeks. Starts at the end of next month, at the end of May. Highly, highly recommended. It's been to 75 different cities around the world.
Right.
We're just about the last stop.
Wow.
And 8 million people have seen it. And by the time Perth's finished with it, 9 million people will have seen it.
There you
That's
go.
How many will get through the gates.
All right.
Strong sell.
Ah, well, that's what I do.
It's up 50% of Perth is going to go to the Van Gogh.
And don't be surprised if there's a little Van Gogh drone display up above it at one point.
Actually, say you do go aerial.
Yeah.
Real high.
Yeah.
And Perth does see it. Yeah. All of.
Well,
just coincidentally. They don't go, but they see it.
Wouldn't that be something?
Is that 2 million to the numbers?
I reckon it is. Yeah. Well played, X.
More stuff in the air than people seeing it from home, Bass.
Did not think of that. That's
so
good.
When you say the drone show had 100,000, well, no.
No.
Think about the people who saw it from their
had 2 million. Brand.
Yeah. There you go.
Very good point, X. Very good point. Johnny, are we done?
Well, we're done. That's it.
Hey, have a great weekend, everybody. Mm-hmm. We're back Monday morning, 5:30. Yeah. See you then. Bye.
Big fan of the weekend town hall?
Oh, yeah.
You can hear the Triple M Breakfast town hall every day of the week on 92.9 Triple M Breakfast with Basil and Zabe.